Radio Miami International. You can find out more about WRMI at our website, WRMI.net. That's WRMI.net. Visit our website and share your QSL reports. This is WRMI, Okeechobee Falls.
Radio Slovakia International. Slovakia Today.
Here's Martina Šimkovičová. Welcome to the special edition of Slovakia Today, dedicated to Christmas Eve or Vianoce when stuck in Slovak. About the origin of the word Vianoce or Christmas in Slovak.
Nerobíme taký výskum jazyka od Uralu po Jadran.
The results show that Slovakia is the meeting point of many different cultural backgrounds, and the Slovak language is indeed the Esperanto of the Slavic world.
Vianočka or sweet Christmas cake.
So we are now in medias res. We are in between all the. It's not baked yet. We are going to wait for this to be finished in another 5 hours or 4 or 5 hours. So now I'm taking the dough and we are going to bake.
You will enjoy this show.
Christmas.
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 Christmas. With Radio Slovakia International.
Prihovára sa vám univerzitný profesor Pavol Žigo, ktorý pracuje v jazykovednom ústave Ľudovíta Štúra Slovenskej akadémie vied.
The listeners, you are being addressed by Professor Pavol Žigo, a linguist who was kind enough to meet me ahead of this Christian holiday season to explain to all non-Slovak speakers the origin of the Slovak expression for Christmas, which is Vianoce. As to the linguistics, this expression in its natural environment of dialect here in the territory of the Slovak Republic can be found in several forms, says Pavel Žigo. The most common name for these Christian festivities is the word
Vianoce.
This word is thought to have entered the Slovak linguistic region as far back as 833, when the Great Moravia, the first Slavic major state formation, was established.
A pôvod tohto slova je v starej hornej nemčine.
This word originates in the old Upper German language, where it sounded similar to
Weihnachten, to znamená.
It's an expression signifying holy nights, with the stress put on plural. The plural form is preserved also in the Slovak word Vianoce, meaning not one but several nights of festivities. The plural form shows that the holiday of Jesus Christ's birth was celebrated for several days and nights, not only on the day which we now call Štedrý deň in Slovak and Christmas Eve in English.
The
expression Vianoce is most common territory of what is now Western Slovakia and in northwestern Slovak dialect, explains Professor Pavel Žigo.
In other regions, these festivities were called also by different names. We have been involved in an international linguistic research mapping various expressions in 850 locations in the territory spreading from the Ural to the Adriatic Sea. The research also includes the varieties of Christmas in the particular Slavic languages. The results show that Slovakia is the meeting point of many different cultural backgrounds, and the Slovak language is indeed the Esperanto of the Slavic world.
Just to explain, Esperanto is a constructed international auxiliary language created in 1887.
Skutečne Esperanto slovenským jazykom, pretože sa v nej vyskytujú výrazy.
Because it consists of expressions that can be found in other languages.
Napríklad na území južného stredného Slovenska.
So, for example, on the territory of what is now southern central Slovakia, the word for Christmas or Vianoce is
Gračun. To je staré slovanské slovo.
It is an old Slavic word adopted by old Hungarian clans who turned to Christianity. Gračun and its different varieties can be found also in the Romanian or Romani languages.
Je to Gračun, ja.
Jai de karačiūnė, jau vėlų man lovina. Jai de bikė navdėvė, kosai man lovina. Jai de karačiūnė, jau vėlų man lovina. Jai de jėdai lėdatei, lakyje man dėja. Amen.
In our country, Slovak expressions can be found in local dialects, which can be heard tonight in northern, central and partly in eastern Slovakia, meaning the feast.
Pretože Vianoce,
because Vianoce, Christmas, after the special Christmas dinner,
which is held in Slovakia precisely tonight, on the 24th of December,
on vlastne príležitosťou hojné stolovanie.
So the holiday is the event of a large meal. In the past, people were living in a much more limited way, eating much less than we do today. But Christmas was a special period with the chance to eat what could not be eaten in their everyday lives.
Vianoce, povedzme, na území na Oravi, Liptova a časti východoslovenských
národí. Christmas or Vianoce in the northern Slovak regions of Orava, Liptov and a part of eastern Slovakia spreading around the High Tatra Mountains are named Hodi, which means the feast.
Západného Slovenska.
Professor Pavol Žigo, a dialectologist of the Slovak Academy of Sciences, continues with the word sviatky, the expression commonly used to depict Christmas time in northern western Slovakia. A difficult one to explain it, but I'll try. Sviatky.
Pretože vtedy sa svetí.
Because people used to svetiť or observe the holiday. Sviatky, with sveti meaning a saint.
V tom je motivácia slova sviatky.
And this is the link. You celebrate somebody who was known for being a saint. And they became saints because they, for example, sacrificed their lives for all Christians.
In eastern Slovakia, the word
Hristvo
shows the influence of the Byzantine rite developed in the Eastern Orthodox Church of Constantinople.
Čiže z východoslovanského jazykového územia.
This poet is based on East Slavic languages. However, it was modified in Slavic dialect, and thus the East Slavic Rusdestvo turned into Rishstvo in northern parts of eastern Slovakia. Nevertheless, in some dialects located in southern eastern Slovakia, the expression
vilia
is quite common.
A toto slovo vilia je vlastne taký...
And this word is a familiar variety of the originally Latin expression of a vigil, which means the eve of a holy day. Slovak Christmas Eve is the eve of the birth of Jesus Christ. This word simply shows that while masses used to be celebrated in the Latin language, the names of holidays were adapted by local dialects.
Vinčuju vám na toto švatu viliju, že by ste nemali divku inú. Naj vám navári, na peče, od robote najviac peče.
Ale s Vianocami sú späté nie len zvyky, ktoré opisujú etnológovia.
But it's not only local expressions and traditions that are linked to Christmas or Vianoce. Sums up Professor Pavel Žigo from the Slovak Academy of Sciences.
Ale sú s nimi späté aj typické jedlá.
But also typical dishes which were prepared only during the time of this festive period.
A týmto slovom Vianoce.
And the root of the word of Vianoce can be found in typical sweet bread called
Vianočka.
Vianočka.
Zo svojho detstva si pamätám, keď moja starka...
When I was a kid, my grandma used to bake this cake every Christmas. She used to braid it in a very special way. She made 8 rolls from the dough and was folding the outer ones to the center, skipping the 2 others. This way, a kind of braided cake with a peak in its center was formed.
Listen to the rest of our Christmas Eve special. To learn how to bake Vianočka cake for Vianoce with Zuzana Botíková.
I wish you all a Merry Christmas. And as we say all across Slovakia, no matter what dialect you use,
tom kresťanskom duchu, že kože.
Blessed holiday.
Za okno, to má amra. Do perí, sačková. Je zima, to mi dá. Veď má.
Car and sit in the car ready to go to record our Christmas special with Zuzka Botíková.
Christmas.
It's not only me on board
but also
hello
Anita. Because Christmas is also the time children love the most.
Meanwhile, when we get to Vista, you can tell me what do you like about Christmas
Eve. I think I like presents,
of course,
and
all family together.
And snow. I like so much snow. But last year before, we don't have any snow here.
And
I like Christmas space.
Okay.
And all dinner.
Yeah, Christmas cat.
I love those.
Parked. Okay, great. Yeah.
So.
Admit that we came here ahead of time.
It's okay to come early to report every baking for Christmas is done before. But I'm a woman face.
Then you can tell me for how long you haven't been playing this violin.
To be honest, it must be at least 4 or 5 years.
I've
not played for longer than 10 or 15 minutes.
Can we try, probably, to practice Christmas Carol with Anita, because she has her violin too?
Well, if we find some notes or some
experts, then why not?
But first things first,
we need to take the mixture, the sourdough,
which I've prepared already in advance. The process until now
took around 10 hours.
I know, 12. So we are now, it's not baked yet, we are going to wait for this to be finished in another 5 hours or 4 or 5 hours. So now I'm taking the dough and we are going to bake.
So it's nice, the sweet
bread
is
six balls, and we'll see what to do next.
Dobry dzień!
Perfect. It's a perfect Christmas atmosphere, I would say.
We're sitting in a flat on Oska Island. And I'm going to speak to this cousin mom, Pani Marta, Mrs. Marta Bocikova. Because we came here to finish up
how the cake is being done. Well, it's Janoška or Kala cake.
I just have to explain that we are in a flat of professors of ethnology. The perfect place to be.
Moment.
Why do we
bake, or in some regions, Vianočka for Vianoce, or this sweet bread for Christmas?
You see how very well it is said in English. It is sweet bread, and Vianoce is an old holiday of winter solstice. And in the rural area, for peasants, It meant actually the celebration of the last harvest and the hope for the new one. In essence, society, bread is the most important part of menu. I would say the main important symbolic but also real food which is to be celebrated.
How to eat it in a Slovak way?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the family. I suppose this white cake, this plain cake, is being served not for the dinner, but for next day morning breakfast, which is actually the main day of the holiday. The Štědrý večer, even though it's the summer time, in the tradition, used to be celebrated with lot of respect and not good news.
Come on, you're doing a bit with just... You're the new generation.
Wash your hands. It was also traditional, but
families and friends met together
because it was dark soon,
and women were engaging in some common activities,
helping each other. So let me just explain what's going on. So here we are going to get the sweet bread in the proper shape.
We are going to braid it. And we are going to braid it from six strands of dough. So it will be a little bit complicated. The dough was made from sourdough. I used plain white flour as opposed to the typical flour used for bread making. That's a little bit more rough, with more, let's say, heat in it.
This is really plain white. There's butter, there's some milk. I have some butter just to put on the surface, on the table a little, just to be sure that you don't have it too sticky, and you can put your hands in it a bit so you won't have them sticky too.
And now I'll ask you to help me with making strings out of the dough.
Mm-hmm. How long it should be?
The longer the better.
But it's like playing with Play-Doh.
A little bit.
For me, it's easier to do it in the air. I figure that gravity helps.
It's not that perfect.
It's not machine made. You don't have it beautiful.
I have to admit that I watched quite a few YouTube videos on
how to do this, because that's how you pass on the tradition these days.
The modern way, how to pass tradition.
We got 2 hours to braid.
Almost the number 6, I think I just finished.
Looks very neat.
And now comes the tricky part. We have to put the 6 of them together.
So now,
actually, I'll try to somehow squish it here. Or
it looks like an octopus, exactly.
So now I'm separating it 3 and 3.
Oh, the octopus.
So now we have the octopus, and I believe if you check the way how to braid it, it's written in a code. The left part, the right part,
so confusing.
I don't know if I'll be able to show it any better. It's actually good to have the longest in the corner. I don't know if you manage that. But,
so I'll start, Annie, and you will follow.
So first I take the left corner, great, and I put it on the opposite side of the whole octopus. Then I take the very right braid, and then I cross it on the completely opposite part of the octopus.
Okay.
And now I take the one that I took first and put it in.
You don't undo it.
I don't undo it. I take it and I place it almost in the center, so that I have 2 left on that same side. Before, however, I continue with the second braid I took.
I hope it's third braid.
And I will never describing it. Okay, now I'm losing. Yeah, you think it's right. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Does it look like?
Yeah, it does.
It does, but I'm lost.
Okay.
Now it's two and a
half. Okay.
And now then this one.
Mm-hmm. And the center. That's this one. Now this one to the center. Mm-hmm. And now I think these are two shirts. So let's just hide them under.
Even though it was so difficult to braid it, but now it looks like the half of the process. We need to let this dough already braided rest for another 2 to 3 hours before we bake it. And we'll wait for this to be.
Aninka, will you remember now the process?
Oh, I believe.
You have to bake one at home, you know it.
Oh, well, I try. And if I want success, then I will call you.
Very good.
Slovakia International with your host Martina Šimkovičová and our sound technician Mario Hantenbaum. Listen to more Christmas special on Friday and Saturday. What to add? Merry Christmas.
Sending music and information around the world. This is WRMI, Radio Mariani International.